When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Hey, best friends. So before we get started, let me just confess that I have personally been trying to lose weight and just shake all these quarantine pounds that have been adding up over the last few months. My struggle has been breakfast, okay? Growing up, cereal was probably the best part of being a kid, and I still love cereal, but I had to give it up recently because I've realized it was full of sugar and junk that I should not be eating. Thank God I came across Magic Spoon. It tastes just like all of your favorite cereal, but it has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's only 140 calories a serving. It's keto friendly, gluten friendly, grain free, soy free, low carbs, and GMO free. Now, one of the things that I really love about Magic Spoon is the fact that it is healthy, but it is super delicious. I mean, if I can be honest, it tastes exactly like the regular cereal from my childhood, but it's just super nutritious. All right. So head over to magicspoon.com/girlceo to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code GIRLCEO at checkout to save $5 off your order. Outside of me being an entrepreneur, I'm also a super mom of 4 who suffers from back pain every time I wake up in the morning. Believe it or not, quality sleep increases energy and focus. People who get enough quality sleep have more energy, period. So if you're ready to discover proven quality sleep during Sleep Number's lowest prices of the season, all Sleep Number 360 smart beds are on sale starting at $899, only for a limited time at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/girlceo. So you started your online store, you're doing what you love, you're selling the products that people want, and your orders are coming in fast. Now the hard part, shipping those products out. Luckily, ShipStation makes it easy. With ShipStation, it's simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. Trust me, we use it. It's no wonder why ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than anyone else. Listen, ShipStation positions you to spend a lot less time on shipping and a lot more time on growing your business. Best friends, I personally use ShipStation for Girl CEO, and the thing that I love about it is the discounts that I get with all the major carriers like UPS, FedEx, and USPS. So if you want to ship more in less time, just use my offer code GIRLCEO to get a 60-day free trial. That is 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in GIRLCEO. That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code GIRLCEO and make ship happen. Today we talking about the secret to coming up out of that hole that y'all in. I want to tap in with you all. How many of you all right now, you are in a season where you feel like you are in a transitional season, okay? Comment right here in the chat. Let's get this thing going. How many of you all feel like you are in a transitional season in your life, all right? You may be transitioning into a new job. You may be transitioning into a new business. You have moved somewhere new. You're doing something new. It's uncomfortable. You're in an uncomfortable space right now. How many of you all feel like you're going through that season of your life? Okay. This live right here is for every single person that is in a transitional space in their life. Okay. There are a few things I want you to know and understand. Hello. Transition and the pivot is detrimental to your success. Hello. You're going to go through it. You need it. It's going to grow you. And if you come out on the other side, which I hope and pray that many of you will grow from it like crazy. Okay. Let me just say this. Understand that the transitional season and the seasons, because there will be more than one best friend, okay, that we go through, we need them, okay? We need these transitional moments. But there are a few things that I want you to keep in mind when you are going through a transitional season. Here are a few things. The first thing that you have to know and understand is that you're going to have to go through that season, all right? You can't get around it. You can't go around it. You can't avoid it. It is something that you are going to have to go through. All right. So the first thing I want y'all to understand is that it's time for you to embrace that season. Okay. So don't try to get away from it. Don't try to run from it. Don't try to get out of the situation. Go through what you got to go through so that you can learn from that thing. Because when you come back, baby, it's going to be a whole different ball game. Okay. The second thing I want you to know and understand is that when you are going through that transitional season, you are going to have some people that are not going to be on board with you. Best friends, leave their ass. Hear me out. Leave their asses, all right? Sometimes you're elevated, and you may be around people who are not willing to elevate with you. You got to leave their ass, best friend. And let me tell you why. Because if you stay down there with them, you ever see a video of someone that's like on a boat, right? And the boat is still like tied to the little thing they tied the boat up to, and somebody's in the boat and they rowing, but it's literally like still tied to the port, and you can't even freaking leave because the boat is still tied to the port. Some of y'all around a whole lot of people that they are still tied to the port. And let's talk about what the port can be in the real world, okay? In the real world, the port can be normality. Okay. The port can be comfort. Okay. The port can be the day-to-day, everyday thing. Some people are addicted to doing the same shit every single day, right? They will not take any risk. Okay. The port can be people who are not coachable, who are not willing to listen, who are not willing to grow, who have a very small coachability index. Okay. The port can be all of those things. So what I want you to understand is the port, when you latch your boat to the damn port, that it holds you there. All right. It pulls you back. What I've had to learn in life is that I had to get the hell away from people who were still connected to the port. Right? People who are going to take leaps, people who are going to do things, people who want to go places, right? People who are speaking the same language, people who are motivated. And I want to encourage you all that when you are going through that transitional season, the first thing that you want to do is you want to look for people who are willing to row the boat with you, not the people who are trying to stay connected to the port. It's like, are you trying to row this boat with me, best friend? Because we got to row this boat so we can get to the next level, okay? We got to get out of this comfort zone, all right? We got to just go out into the deep for a second. So the biggest thing I want you to understand if you are in a transitional season right now is, first thing is first, get away from people who are still standing still that don't want to do anything. Understand that you're going to have to go through the transitional season to grow. It is so important, all right? And the next thing is be mindful of what the hell you are feeding yourself. Pay attention to what you are feeding yourself, what you're telling yourself, what you're consuming, what you're listening to. All of that stuff is really, really important. When I'm in a transitional stage or in a transitional season, I'm always looking to just fill my mind with knowledge and wisdom. Okay. And the times in my life where I had been in those seasons and I'm listening to podcasts, I'm listening to audibles, I'm listening to ebooks, all of that kind of stuff, and the list is going on and on. That is when my life has gone to the next level. Okay. But most importantly, the times where I've had to pivot and say, you know what? I can't wait. I can't wait for you to understand and see the vision. I can't wait for you to want more for yourself. That's when my life has literally gone to the next level. So if you are watching this right now, the worst thing that you can do when you're going through a transitional season is go and just shut yourself off from the world. If you're in a transition right now, don't you dare. Let me say this to you. Don't you freaking dare. Go and shut yourself off from the world. The worst thing you can do, because this is what people often do. We going through shit. We stressed out. Things are happening. All right. The first thing that we run and do is we go and we shut ourselves down. We block everybody out. We don't go out. We don't go anywhere. We don't talk on the phone. We don't do shit. Let me tell you something. That is the worst thing that you could do, because when the enemy has you by yourself, best friend, is a dangerous place. So you have to get around good energy. I was talking to a friend of mine last night. I was like, you know what? I'm all about energy and getting around the right people, because when you get around the right people, something shifts. If you're down, you got to go plug into someone else. But the biggest problem that a lot of you all are experiencing right now is you're isolating yourself. And because you are the person who is always pouring, always uplifting, always encouraging, always giving to other people, you don't have anyone to turn to. And this is the biggest thing I want y'all to take away from this. The fact that you are the pourer all the time, you're always the one pouring, you're always the one giving, and you don't have anyone, you need to reevaluate your circle, because it can't always be you, best friend. You can't always be the one building everybody else up, solving everybody else's problems, taking care of other people. Some of y'all done listened to so many damn problems from other people. You can't even focus on what's really going on in your life. And let me tell you something else, best friends. Other people's issues become very heavy on you. Y'all better share this. Share this thing with 5 people right now. At them in the comments. I want y'all just start adding your friend. They get a notification to get on here. They need to hear this. Don't be the person that every single person is plugging into, all right? Pivot. Pivot up out of that shit, because it's heavy. And you'll be looking up and you'll be going through things and you will not have anybody to talk to yourself. So how to get up out of that hole? We are going to make a few changes in our lives. It's going to start with our mindset, okay? It's going to also start with us understanding that we are valuable. All right. It's also going to start with us not allowing other people to dump on us 24/7, because y'all love to let somebody dump on y'all tails. And then you be sitting home depressed trying to figure out why the hell you depressed. Well, you keep listening to depressed shit. That's why you depressed, best friend, because you're allowing that energy into your life. I am really big on good energy. When I wake up in the morning, I want to be happy. I tell people all the time, if I wake up and I don't open my blinds and I'm in darkness, I can't even operate in darkness, okay? If you don't get up in the morning, you don't open the blinds up and let that light in your house and start dancing around and feeling that good energy and believing that good things are coming to you, opportunities, money, connections, then we're not the same. I can't relate to you, all right? So that is the type of energy that you have to have around you. And then let me just also tell y'all something else. Let me tell you some other things that we really need to talk about real quick. When you are going through a transitional moment and you coming up out of that hole, let me tell you a secret about coming up out of that hole. When you come up out of that hole, the world is only going to give you what you're willing to give the world, okay? And the world is only going to see you the way you are willing to see your damn self. Best friend, you know what the root of many of your issues are? A lot of your biggest issues are money issues. A lot of you all would not be as stressed as you are right now. Get your friends up on here. Tag their behinds. A lot of y'all would not be as stressed as you are if you were making the money that you wanted to make. Come on, comment in this chat. Drop an emoji up in here. Let me know if money is your issue right now, okay? Because we're going to talk about why money is your issue. Because the first thing is, money should never be your issue.
You should be dodging money. You should be, you can't even take on all the money that's coming your way. It should be coming to you in your sleep. You should believe and know and understand that it is for you, that your whole life is coming to you, and you ain't got to do nothing to sacrifice your integrity to get it. It's just coming straight to you. Okay, that's the first thing. It's the mindset. The way that a lot of you all think about money is holding you back. Okay, so let's talk about why you're not making the money that you want to make to get up out of that hole. Shout out to all of my badge babes on here. I'm going to post all of y'all in my stories because I appreciate it. But let me just talk about why you're not making the money that you want to make. The biggest reason that you are not making the money that you want to make, you know why? It's because you don't see yourself the way you want the world to see you, best friend. And I'm sitting here, I'm in the airport. Okay, it's probably some people sitting over here looking at me like I'm crazy. But let me let them know. I'm looking at them like, y'all better get to know me. All right. If you don't know me, you probably want to get to know me. I might have your answers. Now, what am I showing? I am showing that I have confidence. Y'all say confidence. I say confidence. Right. Hopefully half of their ass sitting over here and they like, OK, when she get off this live, I need to know her. Right. But let me just tell you the bigger thing. It's about how you see yourself. How do you see yourself? Many of you all do not see yourself the way that you want the world to see you. Listen to me, best friend. Listen to me. You better start seeing yourself the way you want the world to see you.
If someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child, aging parent, or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? You save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius, and you also save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. Getting started is easy. Head to policygenius.com and get started right now. Best friends, let's be honest. Today, many business owners are busier than ever. Because we are so focused on managing and growing our businesses, we can't always spend time with recruiting for our companies. That's why LinkedIn Jobs has made it easier than ever to find and hire the best candidates for free. Yes, your best friend said for free. See, LinkedIn has a network of over 740 million professionals, and they also require them to fill out a screening to help you reach your targeted candidate. Right? So if you're looking to hire and you're all over the place, LinkedIn Jobs will help you hire the right person for your role. And your first job post is free. Just visit linkedin.com/girlceo. Again, that's linkedin.com/girlceo to post your first job for free. Hey, Girl CEOs. So I am truly feeling like all of my hustle and age is kind of catching up with me. You know, I've spent so much time on my smartphone, on my tablet, and my eyes are paying for it. But, you know, thanks to Felix Gray realizing that our eyes were not meant to look at screens all day, and they designed glasses to make daily screen time more comfortable and the workday more productive, I decided to go get the Love Lace model. Absolutely so adorable. Go check them out. They have like these cute little cheetah prints on them. So make sure you all get yourself some glasses that are made for the 21st century, baby, because we need things that are designed for modern, hardworking eyes. And let me just say this, you all have nothing to lose except for like a little eye strain. So go to felixgrayglasses.com/girlceo for the best blue light glasses on the market. That is Felix Gray, FelixGray, glasses.com/girlceo. Guys, and you get free shipping, free returns, free exchange. FelixGrayGlasses.com/girlceo.
Let's talk about this. How do you want the world to see you? Do you want the world to see you successful as a successful person? Do you want the world to see you as a leader in your lane? Do you want the world to see you as an expert in your field? Okay. Do you want the world to see you as the person that they go to when they're having this issue or that issue, right? The expert in your field, the light, right? Let me tell you why a lot of people don't see you that way. Best friends, Y'all better get y'all friends up in here. Drop, take five of them in here, okay? And if you're watching a replay, go ahead and just leave a comment. Don't be shy. Say hi if you new. And somebody tags you, will share this video with you. Just say hi. Send me a DM, comment something, all right? Let's get to know each other a little bit. Let me tell you why you're not getting the money that you can get. Because you don't see yourself the way that you want the world to see you. You think very small of yourself. You are your biggest freaking problem. You are so in your head, okay? You think so little of yourself. But the crazy thing is you think so highly of every goddamn body else. Everybody else. You look at them and they're amazing and they're successful and, you know, they're just doing the things that you want to do. But for some reason, you can't paint yourself that way. It's your mind. It's all in your head, right? You can see everything about them, but you can't see it for you. Well, let me tell you, a few years ago, I made a decision in my life. And y'all know my story. Young girl, grew up in the hood, teen mom, had children very young, decided to change the trajectory of my life. I got into direct sales. I had a cosmetic line. I had a salon. I've hustled my whole life. They could say everything they want about me, but they just, the only thing they can't say is the girl ever sat around and did absolutely nothing. I worked my ass off my whole life. I'm 11 years in, okay? But let me just explain something to you. I made a decision in my mind that I was going to start operating the way that I wanted people to see me. If I wanted to be a leader, I was going to focus on being a great leader. I was going to become the best goddamn leader that there was. If I was going to be an entrepreneur, I was going to focus on being an entrepreneur, and I was going to read, and I was going to get training, and I was going to invest in coaching to become the best goddamn entrepreneur there was, right? But the biggest thing and the biggest commitment that I made to myself that I will tell you all right here today, and I hope you got your friends up in this live because they need to hear it, is I made a decision that I don't care how low I was, that I didn't care how slow my business was, that I did not care how people were looking at me right then and there in that season, okay, that I was going to claim, right, that I was going to be somebody. And the way that I would claim that is that every day when I woke up, every day that my eyes opened and the Lord allowed me to put my feet on the ground, because, you know, listen, I'm still going to give the glory to the Lord, that I was going to promote myself every single day. And if self-promotion, right, if I really believed in myself, then I will promote myself every day. And I'm gonna scream about everything that I'm doing at the top of my lungs. I told myself that I would promote myself. Now, to some of y'all, y'all just thinking Instagram. Y'all just thinking, okay, she talked about putting a post on social media. But it's bigger than that, because sometimes when we make commitments to do something every single day, we are making a commitment that we are gonna show the fuck up. Can we get serious, best friends? You are not showing up for yourself. And every day that you wake up and you don't scream at the top of your lungs and let the people know what you're doing, you're not showing up for yourself. You're not promoting yourself, which shows that you lack the confidence in yourself. Okay? We got about 400-500 people on here right now, and many of them are not where they should be and where they could be because they do not get up and scream to the world at the top of their lungs about their gift and who they are and why people need them. That thing said, girl, so yeah, shout out to Authentic Marsha, my girl Kay, dropped this jacket off at my house today. She's a young black female entrepreneur, but she bought me this jacket today, and I just put that thing on. And when I put it on, I start feeling like a superhero. You know why? Because my brand is on the back of this. And when people see me walking through this airport, I don't care if they don't even got to know what Girl CEO, but they better see it. They going to see it. I'm going to make sure you all see it as much as you can. I'm going to make sure everyone sees it. When you see my skin, you're going to see her listed. When you see my clothing and my t-shirts, you are going to see Girl CEO. But some of y'all are not putting yourself the fuck out there. And I'm working on cursing, so pray for me, all right? But until then, let's just take it here, all right? Let me just stress this. You are not promoting yourself the way that you could. You're playing small. Or you're doing something that you're just comfortable with. Let me just say this. I was so comfortable when I was in the direct sales industry, right? Because the money was flowing in. Had residuals on cruise control, but the truth was, it wasn't requiring me to step outside my comfort zone because I had mastered it. But what really required me to get uncomfortable again was for me to go and build a brand from scratch, starting all over, walking away from a six-figure monthly income walking away, leaving it all on the table and say, you know what? I'm going to own this. I'm going to start from scratch and I'm going to build a company to show women that Black women can be successful, right? And they can own and they can diversify, right? And I want to show my women that they can do the same thing for them, right? I had to just leave it all there and start over, right? And I needed that level of getting uncomfortable, starting from scratch, getting away from everything that I was used to and that I knew, to start all over, to get some new skill sets, to really go through the test of time and get my stuff together. And that's where a lot of you all are, right? But do you have that fight in you to start over, to rebrand, right? To get serious about your content, to be intentional about what you're putting up, to be intentional about connecting with other people? Will you walk away from what you think is a big bag to get an even bigger bag that your family can pass down for generations to come, right? That's the real mission. That's the real mission. So I had to get uncomfortable to really see and to really get the reward. So today, listen, I'm gonna wrap this up. For every single one of you all that are on this live right now and you are in a hole, let me tell you how to get out of that hole. What you listening to needs to be the right thing. Okay, the people that you surrounding yourself with, they need to be able to row the boat with you. Okay, get the boat off the damn porch. Shout out to all my badge babes on here. I love y'all and I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna share all y'all on my stories. Okay, get around people who gonna get you off that port and row that boat with you. That's the second thing. The third thing that you're gonna do is do some shit that's uncomfortable. You've been doing the same thing for 5 years and you ready to make more money. You feel like you stuck where you are. You gonna have to change some things. You gonna have to update your branding. You're going to have to put some more videos out there, all right? You're going to have to step it up a notch. You're going to have to show up looking good, get yourself together. You might have to change some things around. Do some things that you weren't doing, okay? Do some things that you were not doing. Another thing that you're going to have to do if you want to get up out of that hole is you're going to have to promote the crap out of yourself. And I'm not talking about a low-key promote, because y'all promote yourself so low-key. On my stories. No, put that thing on the feed. Send them text messages out, okay? Text your list every goddamn day. Send out 3-4 emails a week, all right? We're not waiting. Promote the hell out of yourself. I don't care if you ain't even got nothing to promote. You let them know what you do every single day. Show the hell up, all right? Get up out of that hole. And then if you're going through some things and you in a rut and you coming up out of a hole, get around some people that's going to get you going. Some people that you going to see them working and you going to be like, hold up. You in your bag? Oh, I'm going to get in my bag. So you ain't going to leave me behind. I ain't going to sit over here and watch you get all this money and I'm on the sideline. I'm going to get going too. Let me fuel my car up. I'm ready to rock. Get around some people like that. All right. These are the things that you need to implement if you're trying to get up out this hole. All right. I love y'all. I'm out of here. I want every single one of you all to text me. All right. Text social so you can get on my list so I can see these text messages. And y'all know mama be responding. All of my best friends know I respond 24/7, 202-410-2903. If you watch this live and you enjoyed it, shoot me a text and tell me that you enjoyed it. All right. I am pumped for y'all. I am rooting for y'all. I love y'all. Okay. Make sure y'all follow Herlistic. Mm-hmm. Get y'all Herlistic. All right. Make sure y'all go follow at Shop Herlistic. Those are my companies I'm building right now. Y'all about to watch me get it out the mud. All right. I'm headed out of town. My son is with me. My son is 15, but I've made a commitment to make sure that I expose him to something different very, very early on so he can see different things and that he can see what's possible. So he's traveling with me. Shout out to my daughter. I love you and more. Okay. She's building. All right. Just, everything is working. We just gonna keep it going. Right. My older son, I love you too. He's probably watching this, but y'all better start building this generational wealth for y'all family. All right. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. And start showing your people that everything is possible. 202-410-2903. Text me. Bye, best friends.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.